Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elton bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Leonard Green, new friend, soon-to-be old friend. Leonard is the founder and the chairman of the Green Group, entrepreneur in residence at Babson College, the legendary Babson College, the best entrepreneurial school on the planet, probably in the galaxy. His new book is called The Entrepreneur's Playbook, more than 100 proven strategies, tips, and techniques to build a radically successful business. A lot of good stories in here, including some that we know about, Lynn. We know the Bigelow folks, the Bigelow Tea people. They've been on the show before, and that's a great American success story, a great family business success story.
I'll tell you, Ruth is really amazing. I had her in class also, kind of thing, and the idea was at that time, why don't you do things other than tea and what have you? She says, no. We're tea. We know tea. We're going to stay with tea. She actually reinvented it in many ways. But what a fascinating story. And then when I started off by telling her that only 20% of family business actually succeed in the next generation, she says, well, ours is not only going to succeed, we are going to exceed the exceeding.
Right. And she did it.
She was right.
And she did,
Great job.
So that's another good example of people who saw a problem, so to speak, what people were not getting and went after the solution. You mentioned the dog food. People weren't getting the kind of dog food they wanted. So the folks there went after that. Most people can't do what Steve Jobs did. Most people need to not start with a solution and look for a problem, right?
Yeah, and again, you know, Steve Jobs is so fascinating. If you can get through the 700 pages or so of Isaac's book, okay, you see how many times he failed, okay? And I think, you know, here I am talking about Steve Jobs, a great success. But when you look at all the failures he had, maybe if he had concentrated on just solving instead of giving people what they don't even know they want, kind of thing. It's a great concept, but look how many times he kept on doing things that he thought were right, okay, and the customer didn't buy it.
We're having a guy on this, one of my regular Brain Trust members, who'll be on this week, fired Jobs back in the 1980s, John Scully. He's a friend of ours. He'll be on, I think he's going to be on the show on Thursday. He fired Steve Jobs, and then later, Steve Jobs came up with a program called Next, which basically was a failure, but some of the things came out of it well. But here's the thing. Here's I think, the message you've got for entrepreneurs, something I've been saying for a long time, Lynn. If you can't be comfortable with failure, you're probably not going to be a very good entrepreneur.
And go one step further, if you would, Jim. What is really failure? Failure is if you don't learn from it, okay? If you learn from it, it's not failure.
Well, that's what Edison said, wasn't it? Failure's successfully identifying what doesn't work.
I thought it was me. Okay.
I forgot. Okay, I'll change everything I've been saying from now on.
Yeah, I, and again, you know, with the students sometimes who are starting, or even, you know, I did an article the other day for somebody. It was, can entrepreneurism start after 50? And I said, yeah, it's the best time to start.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Because you got all this experience, and you've learned how to handle things, and you've learned how to negotiate.
And you know how to deal with the rough and tumble parts of life, you know?
Absolutely correct.
Speaking of age, the new research that I'm seeing indicates that that the millennials are not as entrepreneurial as their older generation. What do you think about that? What are you seeing about that?
Yeah, it was great. We had a great discussion with Kaufman the other day because they're the ones who came out with some of that. And the answer is that they don't really know how to start these things, okay? It's very, everybody wants to be a tech, not everybody, but a large group of the students that usually would start companies are trying to start tech companies.
Right.
They
want to do an app instead of building something that people will use with their hands, like a Main Street type of business.
Yeah, and again, that certainly may work in the future. We may get rid of all the people like you and me, okay, who buy things, you know, differently kind of thing. But for right now, and they haven't learned how to negotiate, they haven't learned how to write, they haven't learned how to, and you know, students say to me sometimes, Jim, and maybe other people, okay, we're starting businesses, well, how many hours do I have to work?
Right.
Thing, because we want to have a
one of the
balance.
Things. That's one of the things that I think is really telling. And if you and I'll turn this around on the millennials, on their own words, they like to say that we don't want things, we want experiences.
Yes.
Well, okay, fine, but both of those things have to be paid for.
Paid for. Yes.
And if you're an entrepreneur and you're not willing to forego things and experiences. Yeah. For your baby, for your dream, then you're not going to make it.
Yeah, again, as telling as this may sound, I remember going to my granddaughter and grandson's games, okay, and my son said to me, you people are lucky to train his kids. He says, you know, Grandpa can do that, and when I was growing up, he was working 80 hours a week,
right,
kind of thing. And I, you know, but you know what? I wasn't really working, and I'm still not working that way because it's still so much fun.
If you don't love to work, clock in tomorrow. Don't become an entrepreneur.
That's exactly correct. And people say to me, well, are you a risk taker? I said, no, I'm a calculated risk
taker. There you go. There you go.
You're really important.
Hey, Glenn, I need your website, please.
Website is L Green. No, a website.
Greenco.com?
Yes.
Greenco.com. The book is called The Entrepreneur's Playbook. Find it wherever books are sold. It's great. Hey, Lynn, will you come back another day?
Jim, I'd love to talk to you. You're great.
We'll get you back again. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.